Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So today's reading is from Srimad Bhagavatam,
Canto 10, chapter 14, text number 4. Bhamas prayers to Lord Krishna. Shriya Shrutim Bhaktim Nidasyati Vibho. Shanti kevala bodha labdhaye Teshama sau klesha laye vashishyate Manad yathastu latushava ghatina Shriya Shrutim Bhaktim Nidasyati Vibho Krishyanti Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Teshama Sau Klesha Laiva Shishyate Manyad Yathastu Lasti Tushavadhatina Shriya Shrutim Bhaktim Nidasyati Vibho Krishyanti Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Teshama Sau Klesha Laiva Shishyate Yatasthula tushava ghatina Shriya Shrutim Bhaktim Nidasyati Vibho Kleshanti Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Shama Sau Klesha Laiva Shishyate Nanyad Yathastu Latushava Ghatina Shriya Shrutim Bhaktim Nidasyati Vibho Klishanti Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Teshama Sau Klesha Laiva Shishyate Nanyad Yathastu Latushava Ghatina
Mataji
Shriya Shrutim Bhaktim Nidasyati Vibho Krishyanti Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Teshama Sau Klesha Laiva Shishyate Nanyad Yathastu Latushava Ghatina
Okay, word for word.
Shriya
of Supreme Benefit. Shrutim, the path, bhakti, devotional service, udasya, rejecting, te, they, vibho, O Almighty Lord, krishyanti, struggle, ye, who, kevala, exclusive, bodha, of knowledge, Labdhaye, for the achievement, Tesham, for them, Asal, this, Kleshalaha, botheration, Eva, merely, Shishyate, remains, Na, nothing, Anyat, other, Yatha,
just as sthula dosha, sthula dosha, empty husks, avaghatina, for those who are beating. Stula, almost just like English, huh? Empty husk, nothing, useless. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. His only gain is trouble. Purport. Loving service to the Supreme Person is the natural and eternal function of every living entity. If a person renounces his own constitutional function and instead laboriously seeks so-called enlightenment through impersonal speculative knowledge, his result is simply the trouble and bother that come from following an artificial process. A fool may beat an empty husk, not knowing that the grain has already been removed. Similarly, foolish is the person who throws his mind again and again into the pursuit of knowledge without surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is the very substance and goal of knowledge, just as grain is the substance and goal of the entire agricultural effort. Vedic knowledge, or indeed material science, without the personality of Godhead is exactly like an empty and useless husk of wheat. One may argue that by practicing yoga or cultivating impersonal knowledge, one can acquire prestige, wealth, mystic powers, or even impersonal liberation. But these so-called gains are actually useless, because they do not situate the living being in his constitutional position of loving service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, such results, being superfluous to the living being's essential nature, are impermanent. As stated in the Nrisimha Purana, Patreshu Pushpeshu Palishu Teshu Teshu Akrita Labeshu Vadaiva Satsu Bhaktya Sulabhya Purushe Purane Muktyai Kimartham Kriyate Prayatna. Since the primeval personality of Godhead is easily attained by offering him such things as leaves, flowers, fruits, and water, which are all found without difficulty, why does one need to endeavor for liberation separately? Although the process of devotional service to Lord Krishna is very simple, it is extremely difficult for stubborn, conditioned souls to completely humble themselves before the Supreme Personality of Godhead and absorb themselves 24 hours a day in his loving service. The mode of loving service is anathema to belligerent, conditioned souls determined to defy God and enjoy. What's the correct pronunciation of that word? Anathema, anathema. The mode of loving service is anathema to belligerent, conditioned souls determined to defy God and enjoy. When such stubborn, conditioned souls attempt to bypass surrendering to God through proud attempts at philosophical speculation, austerity, and yoga, they are turned back to the material platform by the powerful laws of God and violently merged into the heaving ocean of insignificance called the material world. The heaving ocean of insignificance called the material world. This is where we are. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutaresha Mithi Śrīla Prabhupāda Prabhupāda Namini Śrīla Vrindāta Vivīra Parapankaja Dāyini Prabhupāda Navadaya Namaha Śrī Vrabhavi Namah Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutaresha Mithi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again. My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. I was looking at a video online where the ex-CEO of Citibank was speaking about vegetarianism. Apparently there was a debate, a very heated debate between vegetarians and non-vegetarians, and he was speaking on behalf of the vegetarians. And about 10 minutes of where he was speaking, actually he was very animated and very powerful and give all the statistics and so forth for vegetarianism. And then at one point he said, the optimum amount of meat needed by the human beings is zero. have any of you heard him?
Yeah.
Apparently it's very famous and it's really on the internet everywhere and a very, very powerful speech. If you do a search, you might be able to find it. So, his only gain is trouble. When I read, his only gain is trouble, I remember that. The optimum amount of meat needed in your diet is zero. So, Lord Brahma continues to speak. And now that he has been bewildered completely, he has been completely defeated by Krishna, this little blue boy, taking food in his left hand and eating with his friends. And being completely bewildered, now he is speaking, and this whole chapter actually is very, very interesting of the prayers he would make to Krishna. Krishna is standing there and he's thinking, oh, my friends are all waiting for me to play. Hurry up with your prayers, hurry up with your prayers. So the first sentence Śrīla Prabhupāda wrote here, Śrīla Prabhupāda's disciples wrote here in the purport: loving service to the Supreme Person is a natural and eternal function of every living entity. It's as if Śrīla Prabhupāda has written this sentence, isn't it? So, it is a natural and eternal function of every living entity. So when someone is beating an empty husk, if imagine we have someone beating an empty husk and people are looking at him, but there is no grain in it, obviously everyone thinks he's a foolish person. Why would he beat an empty grain of husk? So, in general, people in this world, that's what they are doing. If they are not chewing the chewed, they are beating an empty grain of husk, an empty husk grain. So, in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, Prahlāda Maharaj is speaking many, many verses. And 7:530 says, the famous verse, Matina Krishna Parato Sotova Mitadipadita Gihagatana Adanta Guru Vishitanta Mishram Punapunas Chavita Chavanana. Translation goes like this. Persons who are determined to totally rot in false material happiness cannot become Krishna-minded either by instructions from teachers, by self-realization, or by parliamentary discussions. They are dragged by the unbridled senses into the darkest region of ignorance, and thus they madly engage in what is called chewing the chewed. This is a famous saying, chewing the chewed. Someone has chewed a piece of sugar cane or anything and dropped it on the ground. Another person comes from behind, picks it up and thinks he can get some sweetness from it. So this example is given there a lot of times, whereby we have taken so many births before this one. Now that we are in the human form of life, a rational animal, we have already gone through all these different kinds of enjoyment. So many millions and births of births we have taken in the past. We don't know, we can't count, innumerable. However, Srila Prabhupada said, at least in this one lifetime, you have already taken so many births ahead before this one. You tried all these things before. All these different kinds of sense gratification we have already tried. So at least in this one lifetime, give this one to Krishna. And then you don't have to go through the cycle of birth and death and birth and death, sometimes up and sometimes down, like a Ferris wheel in the ocean of samsara. So these verses were Prahlad Maharaj is describing this. And he was only a 5-year-old boy at the time. And he was telling his friends even, because it's natural for children to play. From a very early age, you shouldn't just play, you should start to think about self-realization, he was telling his friends. Because it is such important information. No one wants to suffer. No one wants to work hard and then realize that all that he has worked for is lost at the time of death. The example given of a man, he's putting all his money into the bank. And after so many years, and towards the end of his life, he goes to withdraw money. And then he's told that actually, dear sir, that you've been putting money in the wrong account. All the money that you have lost, all the money that you have deposited, they're all in someone else's account. So we don't want to find ourselves in that situation, whereby all the labor we are putting into things and so many things we are doing, will not bring the desired result in the end. In the first canto, Narada Muni is talking to Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva has already written all these different Vedic literatures, Vedanta Sutra, and just freshly finished the great Mahabharata. And Narada Muni decided to visit his disciple Vyasadeva. And he said, this is Narada's instructions to Vyasadeva, Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada asked him, addressing Vyasadeva, the son of Parashara, Narada inquired, are you satisfied by identifying with the body or the mind as objects of self-realization? This is a question, but it's also an instruction. Are you satisfied? You are identifying with the body and mind. Are you satisfied as these are objects of self-realization? Your inquiries were full and your studies were also well fulfilled. And there is no doubt that you have prepared a great and wonderful work, the Mahabharata, which is full of all kinds of Vedic sequences elaborately explained. You have fully delineated the subject of impersonal Brahman, as well as the knowledge derived therefrom. Why should you be despondent in spite of all this, thinking you are undone, my dear Prabhu? Narad Muni is calling Vyasadeva my dear Prabhu. Vyasadeva said, all you have said about me is perfectly correct. Despite all this, I am not satisfied. I therefore question you about the root cause of my dissatisfaction, for you are a man of unlimited knowledge due to your being the offspring of one, Brahma, who is self-known without mundane father and mother. Because Narad Muni is the son of Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma was not born from a father or mother. So then Narad Muni answered, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhavata nidita prayam yasho bhagavato malam yuna vasav natushyeta manita darshanam khilam. You have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. So the mental speculation and this impersonal philosophy, these don't satisfy the senses of the Supreme Lord, and therefore they are useless. Although, great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudev. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons like
Pilgrimage
unto the Cruise. Very good, excellent. So these verses are just like onto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Sometimes we see they have some party and on the streets we see if there is a dead carcass. The crows, they have a party there. Pilgrimage for crows. So those literature which don't describe the Lord. And then it says, since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. It continues by the famous verse, 1.5.11. Tadvad visargo janatag viplavo yasmin patishlokam abadha abadvat kapi. Nanayantasya yashom kitaniyat shunvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, form, fame, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So, even these books here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, in the beginning of the introduction, he quoted this verse saying that even though these books, they may have some imperfections, although he instructed his disciple to try to find all the grammatical mistakes or spelling mistakes and correct them. And then further down there is another verse which I like very much, and I was discussing with Kalyapani Prabhu recently, and he brought it up also. 1.5, just a few verses down from there. It says, Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhajam Hare Bhajam Avakvo Tapati Tato Yadi Yatra Kova Bhadram Abhud Amushyakim Kovartha Apto Bhajatam Swadharmata. What does it say? One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of being unsuccessful. It is saying that if you give up all your activities, material occupations, that still you will not, even if you fall down, you will not be unsuccessful, you will still be successful. And then, on the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. So a non-devotee engages all the time, working hard and spending all his time in business and scheming of what's the next way to make money, what's the next way to get some sense gratification, how to enjoy more and more. Even if he is successful, he has gained nothing. So, one who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of being unsuccessful. And in the other verse, which is also another famous verse, who knows what it is? No? No? Tasyaiva. Tasyaiva heto payate tako vidu malabhyate yad brahmatan upariyadha talabhyate dikhavad amita sukham kalena sarvatra gadhira namhasa. Just beautiful, just to even hear this Sanskrit. Persons who are actually intelligent, now we are talking about those who are intelligent, and philosophically inclined, should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patal. There are lots of different enjoyments available between Patal down and Brahmaloka all the way up to the universe. And one can go from top to bottom, up and down, and try to enjoy all of these. However, as far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time. Just as in course of time, we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. So a person who is intelligent, he will not try to get that enjoyment because it is temporary and ultimately it will not give the satisfaction, it will not give that grain that we are looking for. We will just be beating on husk. So, all these are wonderful statements, and Srila Prabhupada really wanted us to take advantage of this process and give this one life to Krishna. And he has given so many different instructions. Now we are doing the Christmas marathon, book distribution, we go out on the parades and do Harinam and so forth. And it is such a nice thing because we're doing it, you can say we're doing it ultimately to please Krishna, but it has so many other good results, whereby the people in general, they get a chance to take part and they begin their spiritual life. And we also, because of doing it, we get the purification also. So it's such a nice thing just to take part. And we're lucky that we have this opportunity here in Elatra. So one should sacrifice a little time. All year long, if you have been just working hard and trying to maintain, at least in this period of time, take a little time off and go out, do some book distribution. Srila Prabhupada really wanted that very much. Go out and hurry on, come out on the parades. And it's such a wonderful thing going out on the parades. If you're feeling down, you're feeling a little frustrated with life, things are not going well, there's not enough to maintain and pay the bills, come out on Harinam and you'll see how things will change. Guaranteed. Okay, so I'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Pran Govinda Prabhu. There's a microphone. Can someone get it? It's working. Madan Mohan Prabhu is giving class in Gainesville today, so.
That verse, Tasyeva Hetu Prajodito Kavida, Prabhupada, at least according to Vedabhis, I found 17 times. And the essence of that verse is that Prabhupada repeats similar code that one time he says, if you are destined to get 10,000, you will not get 10,001 or 9,999. You will get exact 10,000. Means whatever the happiness is destined to come in this life, it's already there and it will come without endeavor. He put like this, without endeavor. So therefore, those who are intelligent, they should voluntarily engage in Krishna consciousness, because as for material happiness, suffering is coming without invitation, happiness also will come without invitation. That's very convincing. And one place he says, not penny more or penny less, exact amount. Repeating like same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes devotees, and it's very difficult to believe that. We have to have a strong faith, maintain that belief, what Prabhupada was saying.
Yeah, definitely. It's one place he said, yeah, exactly same thing, that your destiny is already fixed. Whatever you will get, you will get. Whatever you don't have, whatever you are not entitled to get, you will not. No matter how hard you work. Because the source of your income is not the source of your maintenance. The source of our income is not the source of the maintenance. The maintenance is Lord Vishnu, the maintainer. And I forgot the point I was going to make. But the time, we should spend this time for self-realization. You know, Lord Muni told the hunter, break your bow. But this bow is what is maintaining me and getting my food from this bow by killing these animals and eating. He said, no, that bow is not the reason you're being maintained. I will take care of your maintenance. Don't worry, just break your bow. He broke his bow and then he became a sadhu. He gave up his position as a hunter. That horrible work he was doing, he gave that up and he became a sadhu, sitting in one spot and just chanting Hare Krishna. And then when all the villagers heard that he has now become a sadhu, became a saintly person, they say, wow, when we have to go maintaining, we have to go, they all bring different vegetables and fruits and goods and so forth for him. He had so much. And he didn't have enough place to put them, all the different things that were coming to him. So that bow, which he thought was maintaining him, wasn't actually the reason he was being maintained. So all that we have, all the things that we're doing, so many activities we have to do, so many responsibilities we have outside of Krishna consciousness. Not that we shouldn't maintain the family, not that we shouldn't work, not that we shouldn't send the children to school, but ultimately spend some time in the Sankirtan movement, and spend some time in spiritual life. Do not over-endeavor. I mentioned this before, of over-endeavoring. Someone asked, what is over-endeavoring? If you're not able to come to class, you're not able to chant Hare Krishna, you're not able to take prasadam, you're not able to see the deities, you don't have time for any of these, then that's a good chance that you're over-endeavoring. Yeah, anything else?
Also one point that previous verse, Gane Prayasam, yes, I mean, what is today? Today is Monday? Okay. So last Friday's verse, if you look at Gane Prayasam Udapashanamanta Evo, giving up this jnana idea, your devotee actually comes and listens. They are still getting some knowledge, so that then this verse, today's verse, you have read that with those to have a self-realization, pursuing that process only on the base of knowledge is like a husking empty, eating a empty husk. You won't get any grain. So there is a collaboration between these two. The last Friday's sloka is applicable to us, what we do. And today's sloka, so Srila Prabhupada, I remember now in Adi Lila, 5th chapter, I think verse 30, he says that the knowledge acquiring are two processes. One is on own endeavor, those are called jnani, and they will fail. And then those who are also acquiring, like we came, tad viddhi pranipatena paribhasana, we want to hear from Guru and acquire the knowledge. But that is subordination. So Prabhupada said, that is pure, and one should come to under guidance, surrender is required. That knowledge acquiring is proper. But without under guidance, own endeavor to acquire or understand God or self-realization is rejected.
Okay. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you.
Talk is cheap.
Huh?
I said, talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. I guess that's why it's so frustrating, because so many people that think it's going to work so hard, they're going to get more.
Yeah.
You're only destined to get what
you're supposed to do. Yeah. If only we can accept that.
Understand. Yeah, I realize that myself. That over and over again.
Because the tendency is to, if we leave in mind that we would make it a deal, we actually get them. And people have been working on the actually taking more per hour, we're getting more from the end. When you look at the end of the year, we've got brought in for more, but we also spend so much on the calendar and the energy and the system. Are you saying we didn't have it for years? I didn't have it for years at the time. And then I was just wondering,
Nice to give this one life to Krishna.
Yeah.
Join so many lifetimes.
Yeah.
Just give this, try it.
Try it and see what you get.